majority of parties that are in parliament that have joined, it does give it a real sense of a government of national unity, because the national unity part is consensus based. No one is going to be forced to join. It's going to be parties wanting to come and join. I think it really makes parties like Action SA, MK Party, EFF to be outliers, that they are out because they want to be out, and it's their intention not to be part of the government of national unity.
Speaking of Action SA, the party has strongly condemned the return of corruption-accused Zizi Kodwa to parliament as an ANC MP. Kodwa faces charges for allegedly accepting a 1.6 million rand bribe in the state capture report. Action SA's Athol Trollop.
Once you belong to an organization whose members are all involved in corruption, you all have to defend each other. So we do not want to be involved in a government of national unity that protects people like Zizi Kodwa and brings them back to parliament despite very serious charges of corruption against them.
The city of Tshwane has assured residents of ongoing efforts to restore full water service amidst challenges in Bronkhorstspruit. Mayor Shilje Brink and officials inspected aging water treatment plants yesterday and prioritized repairs at key reservoirs. Despite issues at the Retabiseng Reservoir, measures like distributing water tankers are in place to support affected communities. Brink says the city remains committed to improving infrastructure and ensuring reliable water supply.
What is clear from the longer term is that a lot of redesign will have to take place. And that is what the city has budgeted for in this or the new financial year. We understand the frustration of people. We continue to fight against those who try and sabotage our system and will act against incompetence.
Rugby, the Springboks opened their post-Rugby World Cup life with a comfortable 41-13 win over Wales at Twickenham. It was a special match for prop Vincent Koch, who made his 50th appearance for the Box.
It's a dream that came true, and then the boys showed an unbelievable performance today to make that dream come true. I'm very proud of the boys. They showed real character in the second half, and yeah, glad with the win.
And Prince William danced his heart out to Shake It Off at Taylor Swift's first Eras show in London on Friday. The Prince celebrated his 42nd birthday at the Wembley Stadium concert with his children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, with William posting a backstage selfie on social media. The US pop sensation seemed equally enamored, posting a photo with the three royals and her boyfriend Travis Kelce. Swift is currently touring the UK as part of the Europe leg of her Eras tour. The London Mayor's office announced on Thursday that the 8 Eras tour performances in London will generate £300 million for the city's economy. Martina van der Walt Elers, hoofnuus onderhandelinge oor hoe die regering van nasionale eenheid en president Cyril Ramaphosa se kabinet daarna sal uitsien, sal waarskynlik vandag voortgaan. Jacaranda FM plays more. Music. I got you, baby. You love. Okay. Alright. It's about damn time. Like this. You can't be shit. I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me. Great.